action.
So stupid.
Shut up and sit down.
Welcome to the Absolute Worst Podcast. I'm Allison Royer.
And I'm Dana Powell.
Each week in our show, we seek and give free therapy by telling you our problems, asking you to tell us your problems. Then we just pray to God that any of it works out.
We're basically the opposite of Oprah.
Do you think that Oprah... No, wait, she does. Here's the thing. We are Oprah because Oprah's known for gift giving, right?
Yeah.
And Sarah, can you say hello?
Hi. Ah!
We really think we got Sarah a working mic.
I think it's going to work.
It does work.
I just don't even know what to say when I hear her voice. It's like so incredible.
I love it.
I feel like you are literally crowning between my legs right now.
Ew, do you know what's wrong with you?
We are giving birth to Sarah in this moment.
Oh my God.
The only problem is I can't both hold a microphone and write in a notebook.
What? Put it down.
I mean, you can set it down. It's not like we're inviting you to talk all the time.
We're inviting you to occasionally talk.
When we say, pick up that microphone, or answer our question.
Yeah, or no. If we want to know how long it is to get to Scandinavia, we may give you like a code word wherein, remember when you said Scandinavia?
Yeah, but she gave us the real wrong answer.
Right, great point. Yeah, put your mic down. But we're glad that you have the capacity.
Also, on the gift-giving note, you guys sent me flowers this week.
We did.
It made me cry.
Oh, that's nice.
I loved it.
I mean, we didn't want to make you cry.
But. I felt very special and thought about.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Do you want to... We'll just say that you had a tumultuous week.
I had a rough week, yeah.
And
just
so,
like really busy and...
Yeah. Emotionally daunting.
Yes.
So we felt that flowers were in order.
Oh my God. I loved them.
Dana and I started the week doing goat yoga.
Yes, that was amazing.
It was incredible.
You know, I was sore for 3 days.
What?
Yeah, I don't do yoga. I don't... Like...
Okay, good.
Just stretching was like my body.
It's too much.
It sent my body into what's going on.
Yeah, and there were goats there.
Yeah.
So a lot happened.
Yeah.
We have a trilogy of birthdays in my family that's ending this week, thank God, because it's honestly too much.
Yeah.
Robbie, my husband's birthday was last week. My daughter's birthday was this week. And I have to tell you, I'm having like a personal, like I'm in a better place because the... craziness at her daycare where birthdays are concerned. Like I had to get gift bags for 13 children.
What?
And it's a whole thing. Like,
is that required or is that Allison
the culture
rules?
Of her daycare? Every time it's someone's birthday, the parents bring in a cake, gift bags for everyone. And you should see these gift bags. I mean, some of them are like, I'll show you a picture. I mean, it was out of control, these gift bags. So I was like having a mental breakdown last weekend.
Where's her daycare? Is this the Kardashians?
The Real
daycare?
Housewives of Glendale. Yes. It's the Kardashians. I know. So then I put all these gift bags together where I didn't want to spend a lot of money, but I was tying things together. I can't believe I haven't showed you guys. And then Robbie told me that this was a terrible gift bag idea. And then I can't even remember.
Because Robbie is like the connoisseur.
Well, I got everybody
gift bags.
I got everyone Frisbees. And he said 2-year-olds don't play with Frisbees.
He's not wrong.
Then I brought them to her daycare and the daycare providers were like, what is this garbage? You don't understand. I was so nervous about it. Then I can't even remember if I told you guys, I was having a panic attack about where to put her birthday party. And at one point my friend Jessica offered to host it and she has like an actual house with like a guest house. And I was online buying like an array of kiddie pools and it was just becoming like way too much. So I had it here yesterday. Robbie has said that our
wait a minute.
Okay.
Where were me and Sarah?
Oh, I have no idea. You were both invited.
That's why we weren't. Pick up your microphone.
Are you serious? I told both of you last week I'm having a little birthday party for Zoe next week. That's why we're recording on Sunday and not Saturday.
Yeah, but we didn't get an invitation.
Nobody got an invitation. My house is too small for invitations. Every single person that I told, which was 5 people, I told the same way I told you guys. How did this happen? I was saying that I was so glad that it's over. I mean, also... You're both on emails where I said I have to meet on Sunday because Saturday is Zoe's birthday.
Okay, Allison, this is not an excuse, but this should tell you where I was when I texted you on Friday and said, hey, can I drop the equipment off early so that tomorrow you can set up before I get there? And you said, I love you. We don't record till Sunday.
Yeah.
Like, ask me what the date is right now.
Oh, well, I can tell you it's
I think it's June 16th. Like, I have no clue.
The point of my story is the birthdays are almost over. Mine's this Thursday, and then we're done for the year, which is kind of nice.
You're not done.
What do you mean?
You're not done for the year.
I don't have to plan any more parties. Actually, I do, I guess, because I'm planning your whole party in Boston. So you're right.
My birthday's in like 3 weeks. You ain't done.
It's true.
I'm going to be away from my family, and you're all I have, so.
Are you coming with us?
No.
Okay, Sarah. Great.
I'm volunteering at a food bank, though.
Okay, ugh. Put your mic down. That's wonderful. Well, here's how we're going to preemptively celebrate.
Allison, tell what? Sarah that's wonderful.
It is really wonderful. I'm so happy for you.
I mean, we're disappointed, but I guess people need to eat.
Yeah, you know what? This is her payback for us not letting you go to the Getty. Is she's not coming to Boston because she's feeding the homeless.
Dan Tipton was so upset that you bullied her into coming to me a boiled egg instead of go to the Getty.
Do you, in retrospect, feel like it was the right choice to come here?
Sure.
Okay. Oh, thank you.
Wow. 50, you know, it could have gone either way.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I had previously mentioned there were some things, you know, Dana's not allowed to read our email. And so sometimes she gets upset because she's like, I've been asking for this. Nobody's been sending it to me. How come nobody? So I pretty much gathered all the things that Dana has complained about. And I have today is the Dana episode.
I almost spit my water out. It must be a million hours long.
It is. So wow. We're going to have to try to shorten it up. But this is specifically catered to Dana.
Wow.
I know. Do you like that?
Yeah.
I found feedback and questions. And I mean, I guess, spoiler alert, some ghost stories.
Yes.
So that we can have a whole episode of Dana things. So we're going to get started. Couple shout outs. Number one, if you are listening to our show and you want to know how you can be more involved, there's a Facebook group. It's called AWP Interns. It's a private group. So you have to just go on there and somebody's in charge of it.
It's not us.
It's not us.
It's our wonderful listeners, I think.
Exactly. Yeah. And so you can go in and just join that group. And people in there are amazing and they offer support to one another and they talk about our show and there's how crazy polls. We are. It's sort of like, you know, we're not really, I don't even think we're allowed in it, but you guys are. And so.
Yeah, there was one poll that was like, would you rather be best friends with Dana or stalk Allison?
Yes, yeah. That's right. It's and funny. So if you want to know more about us or our show or the other people that are listening, you can go on Facebook and look up AWP Interns. As usual, Sarah was very busy this week. She had a lot of, Dana doesn't even know. Once a week, at least, I text Sarah and say, call me at work. Then I give her a list of demands. So this week, she went to our website, absoluteworstpodcast.com, and she added a tab for live shows. So it's not something we do all the time, but it's been something that's kind of slowly becoming a thing. So if you want to know how you can see us in person, you can go there. We're going to be in Boston over Labor Day weekend at Laugh Boston. You can go to laughboston.com to buy tickets. It looks like we're also going to be in Santa Monica in October, and so that show is on there. So if you want to come see us, that's the way that you can do that. Also on our website, there's a section that's called Attitude of Gratitude, and for all the people that have been using it, thank you so much. It's amazing. I get an email because I've signed up. Like, you can go and also get an email every time somebody writes a gratitude list. But it's just a tool that we like to use if there's something that, if you're feeling down or you're feeling frustrated, we've sort of found that one way to combat that is just to list some things that you're grateful for, mm-hmm. you know, like the entire box of cheese and guava pastries that I have from Porto's because I had a party yesterday. Just whenever you want, just go in there. It certainly doesn't need to be about us or our show.
No.
It's just things that you're grateful for. If you want to use that tool, people have been using it. It's really awesome.
And it's good, too, to look at them even because
yes.
it reminds you like, oh, I would have never thought to be grateful for that.
Absolutely.
But I am.
Yeah, because yeah. I for sure take things for granted all the time.
Yeah.
If you have something that you want to tell us, some feedback or a question or a crazy story, you can email us at absoluteworstpodcast.com. Wait a minute. absoluteworstpodcast@gmail.com. Or you can go to our website, absoluteworstpodcast.com, and there's a tab there called Contact us? Oh my gosh, you guys, I'm not doing. I told you, I'm in like birthday fear. It's like a lot. I've had to think about my husband and my daughter and all of their demands that they've needed to be met. And so I'm a little fried. So I personally am excited to be focused on somebody else today. Okay, great. So we're going to get into some feedback right now. So this is subject line, the bumper. Dana,
Hi.
Did the owner of the truck ever call Dan Tipton? What happened? Bye. Love you, girls.
You guys. So this is what happened with that. Dan Tipton called our insurance and called the person. The person didn't call him back for 4 days. And then he was like, so can I get your insurance? Here's mine. And they were like, no, I'm not giving you that. As if we were trying to, like, I ripped the bumper off your truck. We're not trying to get away with anything. I contacted you. I could have driven away, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, he tells our insurance company. Our insurance company tries to contact them. To this day, they've never responded. Mm. However, my insurance went up $55 a month. 18 years, same insurance company, home insurance, earthquake insurance, in the past, renter's insurance, both of our cars, everything. 18 years, never had an accident, either one of us, where it was our fault. First time, $55 a month goes up.
So I'm
and
not...
Dan Tipton was like, wait a minute, this doesn't seem right, and kind of pointed all of that out. And she goes, I know, the thing is, you're just too honest.
Yeah. I'm not here to tell anybody what to do. But literally never talk to your insurance company or the government.
No, he should have let, they had my information. He should have waited until they reported it.
100%.
Yeah.
Now, here's some good news. We got another email. This is subject line. I love you too. This is from, now he's been referring to himself now as Dana's brother, Rob, but I'm going to keep referring to him as Republican Rob.
Because that makes him yours.
Yeah. I prefer it.
Got it.
Hey ladies, just getting caught up on the past couple weeks and I just finished episode 60. First, let me sincerely congratulate you on 60 episodes. That's awesome. Seriously, yay. You should celebrate that. As an absolute worst fan, I'm celebrating with you. Second, Dana, sister. I'm sorry about the accident. My primary occupation is insurance.
Oh, my God.
And I see so many of these types of things. The reasons they are called accidents is because they are. You didn't intend to do it. It just happened. And Dan isn't mad, I'm sure. The money can be replaced and Geico won't cancel you. If they do you have Geico?
State Farm.
Oh, okay. If they do, then lose those suckers.
Yeah.
Okay. In fact, quit doing business with an 800 number insurance company and go find a quality independent agent who can actually quote multiple companies and provide some assistance at time of loss. Wow, that just shot out. I know it feels bad now, but when things are tough and we get all wrapped up in the chaos of our problems, if we step back and take a look around, it's easy to see that we're really both lucky and blessed. Mm-hmm. The fact is we're healthy. We live in a great country. We have a wonderful spouses and kids. We have food on the table and are pursuing our dreams. Plus, Allison is just gorgeous.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, I had to throw that in. All kidding aside to the both of you, you're totally awesome. If I could, I'd come over and give you both a huge hug. Aww. I don't know what kind of emails you get, and I don't know if you really realize the impact you have. I do wish to absolutely affirm you both. You're a true joy to me, and I appreciate you. Thanks so much for doing the podcast.
Aww.
So I know. I think you need to reach out to Republican Rob and tell him to get you some new insurance.
I know, but we are with State Farm is like a not an 800.
Yes, it is. It's like a huge insurance company.
Yeah, but it's not like Geico.
It's the
not
same exact thing as
Geico. Or Progressive.
It's identical to those two things.
Then what's one that's not Allison?
Well, I don't know. I'm not an insurance broker like Republican Rob, your brother, who was trying to help you.
I hope people did listen to that because he's not wrong. You do need to get, like, I know it's so easy to do Geico and all these things, but it's not quite as...
Just like you need to be your own health advocate, you need to tell people, go fuck yourself. I'm not paying you because I decided to try to help you out. Why don't you fucking eat a dick? I'm going to be taking my entire situation to somebody else that my brother recommended.
Yeah.
I hope you do that.
Maybe. It's got to be Dan Tipton. And you know what? Because he kind of like controls that stuff. Just that's the way we've set it up.
Yeah.
Responsibility wise. And I am much more confrontational than him.
Well, I'm going to send him this episode.
Good.
Subject line, books of interest. Hello, ladies. Sort of a difficult favor I'm going to ask of you. This is your fault, Dana.
Oh.
I listen to obsess over your podcasts to and from, also during work, every day. Love you guys. I work for a thoroughbred racing breeding facility.
Whoa.
And so I am often not close to a pen and paper. However, you mention in your episodes a few books that at the time I wanted to write down so I could read them later. I know I'm being lazy because I could rewind and listen back over the podcasts to find out the names of these books. However, I am too busy, just want to point out, T-O-O is two. This is T-O. And just as another side note, so many people now are in their email saying, I'm really sorry about all the grammatical errors because I fucking call people out all the time.
It.
And while we're on the subject, Republican Rob, you spelled R-A-R-E when you meant O-U-R, and I am not having it.
Okay, but let me just stand up for people for a second. My phone is trying to shit the bed. You know how Apple really wants you to buy new phones all the time?
Okay.
And I'm really trying to not let it happen.
Okay.
And my autocorrect changes things.
That's what
like
they
that
all say, these young people.
Constantly.
That's what they say. They say, I'm on my
Thank
phone.
You for
Sorry
calling
about the typos.
Young. Thank
if
you for.
If anyone needs me to proofread their email before they send them in, I'm happy to do
that. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah.
Anyway, however, I'm too busy continuing to listen forward in your shows that going back now would give me serious anxiety. LMAO. That means laughing my ass off.
Yep, you're young.
Thank you so much in advance. I love you both so much. I have many absolute your stories for you, but I will save that for another time when I'm all caught up on the shows. Much love. And then she put her... Oh, her fake name is Haley Atwood. Okay, Haley, that's your fake name. I really hope it's your fake name, Haley, because you put it in the fake name section, so I hope it's not your real name. Let's hear your books, Dana.
Okay,
what do you want to recommend to people?
I started trying to remember the books that I've talked about on here.
Yeah.
We definitely mentioned Jen Sincero's.
Is it Being a Badass?
You're a Badass.
Yeah.
It's a long, long title, but the beginning of it is You're a Badass.
Okay.
And it's very popular. I also read The Antidote.
Okay.
Not as big of a fan.
Okay.
But it speaks to a lot of people.
Okay.
What else?
The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck.
The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck, which I said I avoided for a long time because it sounded negative. It's actually really not.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
Both of those books had a major impact on my thought process.
Good. If you have any more things you want to know about from Dana, you can, I guess, email me directly and I'll figure it out. This is fake name Dreaming of Dana. Hi, Allison and Dana. I had a dream about Dana last night and I just had to share.
Oh my God.
Side note. So Jeremy Brothers, who was on this show, has an incredible rule, and I have since adopted it, which is he refuses to listen to people's dreams. So
no, I love listening to people's dreams because I always try to analyze them.
I hate it.
Oh, I love it.
Dana was – okay, so here you go. Here's your attempt at analyzation.
Okay.
Dana was performing in a free concert to show appreciation to her fans. I knew the manager of the venue, so he hooked me up with an amazing seat up close and to the side of the stage sitting with all your friends. I was excited for a great concert. Well, concert is really an overstatement since you only sang one song.
Yeah, I'm not a great singer.
And you didn't really even sing. You stood behind a huge choir smiling and clapping along.
That's where I am best.
The song was underwhelming and your friends were heckling you through the whole thing.
Of course they were.
Towards the end of the song, your smile turned into a smirk. You turned to our section, pulled up your shirt and flashed us.
Wow.
I am not sure if the whole thing was an elaborate prank or that was your way of flipping off the hecklers. Either way, it was unexpected and woke me right up. I spent the entire night tossing and turning, dreaming about whether or not to tell you ladies about this dream. So thanks for the awful night of sleep, Dana. I still love you, though.
That's amazing.
What does it
like,
mean?
I was like, what's his name? Andy Kaufman? Man
yes.
in the Moon?
Yeah. Yes.
That was my Andy Kaufman experiment.
Now, what does it mean?
Well, it's difficult for me to say for that person because it's not about me.
Oh.
I represent something they're dealing with in their conscious life. So maybe they feel like they're real fucked up and they want to tell everybody, screw you, here's my tits.
Maybe. Okay, we're going to move on to the therapy section of this show.
Okay.
So I pulled some therapy questions that I thought Dana would be better equipped to handle. So here we go.
Which is not saying
Which
much.
Is none. Okay, this is fake name Horst Coogan.
Okay.
All right,
Horst. H-O-R-S-T?
That's
or
correct.
Or yeah, yeah.
Horst Coogan.
Okay.
Lovely ladies, my wife has a habit of trying to help me when I'm feeling down by telling me to just let it all go to the universe and other such spiritual types of advice. I love her, but it doesn't work for me. Believe me, I've tried. Mm. I've told her on a handful of occasions that I'm not feeling the whole new age approach when I'm really bent out of shape, but it never really seems to make a difference to her approach. Help.
Okay, don't get mad at me because I picked up my phone, but I think I may have taken a picture of something.
Oh.
That references this.
Wow.
Exactly.
See, do you see how I'm like in tune to your psyche?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I can't find the picture and I don't want to waste time, but okay. I remember it. So I understand how frustrating that is, yes. right? Because that's what everybody tells you, like, let it go. Don't worry about it. We're doing
God never gives you more than you can handle.
And it's so frustrating. And I saw this flow chart, and I believe it was like a Buddhist monk that was talking about it. And basically it was like, what's your problem? So you say your problem out loud. Mm-hmm. Can you change it?
Mm.
And the next thing, you know, it's a flow chart. So there was a no and a yes. And then with the no, can you change it? No. Then that led to then let it go.
Mm.
Right? Can you change it? Yes. Then change it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Did that make it better? Yes or no?
Mm.
Then let it go. So basically everything did lead to
let it go.
Mm-hmm. And for some reason, seeing it on a flow chart and making it that practical mm-hmm. made me less angry about
right.
it. Because there isn't anything we can do with a lot of stuff. Now, because he's the one that wrote in, obviously I'm talking to him. But for anybody who's that person that wants to help people, so many times when somebody comes to you with a problem or a frustration or whatever, they don't need advice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe they need advice, but they don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
They just want somebody to hear and listen and understand.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're saying, well, you need to let it go, or you need to this, or you need to that, it really feels like an affront.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I know that's not people's intention, but that's certainly how it feels.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Tipton and I had to have a big talk about this years and years ago because I would say I was frustrated with my career. And he would go, well, you need to be submitting for this and doing that and performing here and writing. And I finally one day just lost my mind on him. And I was like, don't tell me what I need to be doing because mm-hmm. you're not living it. I am. You don't know. I just need somebody to listen.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I have to say.
Which is hilarious because in my life, I get pissed when people don't tell me what to do. Like, so yeah. when I go to my husband and I'm, you know, we've talked about this on the show where I'm a action-oriented person. I need like homework. You know, I'm good with like, oh, this is the problem. Just go do this. Mm-hmm. Oh, you need to. I'm good at taking action to a fault, you know, mm-hmm. so I have problems sometimes with self-reflection and, you know, I need to work really hard to have moments of quiet. You know, I've talked before about how I'm more willing to take a 90-minute yoga class just so I can get the Shavasana at the end right. than I am to meditate for 5 minutes, you know? So I always feel like when I talk to my husband, I tell him my whole problem and then he's just sitting there and going, uh-huh. I'm like, what do you mean? Tell me what to do. What am I supposed to do about this? What do you mean? Well, right. you're just going to sit there? I have problems over
oh
here.
My
like,
God.
And he's like, I fucking know what to do. But
yeah, because he doesn't.
Totally.
You know?
But I'm angry about it.
I know. But I think you are probably more rare.
Sure. Well, and he's sort of saying, you know, and because he may feel that way, but he's feeling like his partner isn't necessarily giving him the answers that he wants, right? Because he's saying, he doesn't really like the advice his wife gives him.
Right.
She has the habit of telling him to let it go.
Was he asking her for advice?
Well, that's what I was going to say is, and this is like a more watered down version, but like, don't go to the well if it's empty.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you keep going back to your wife then? You know? Or
because
you need
maybe
to,
he just wants her to listen. What he needs to tell
in
her.
That case, yeah, you probably need to say, can I just vent for a second?
Exactly.
You know, I know that there's like, I think I know what I need to do about it, but can I just like say this out loud really quick?
Mm-hmm.
And I've actually gotten better because in the same way that I want people to tell me what to do, I have a history of just launching into telling people what to do
mm-hmm.
because I just think we're all looking for advice, right? Like, mm-hmm. you know, and so I've gotten better at saying, are you just venting right now or are you trying to find a solution?
Yeah. I have a lot of friends that when they call me or text me or whatever, they'll start out and say, can I just vent for a second?
Right.
And I'm like, yep, for
right.
sure.
Right.
And then I know what they need.
Yeah. So, you know.
Sometimes I think when we vent, that's also our own way of clearing the emotion and everything out.
And
so
processing.
That we can process and clearly figure out what we need to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there are, I feel like in the way that there's like 5 stages of grief, there's probably 5 stages of like getting into action too. Maybe we'll create them and write them.
35 stages.
Right. Yeah, totally. So it's like, you know, I know for me, first I start to think about it and then it turns into like an obsession. So then I need to talk about it. And
mm-hmm.
then I mean, maybe I'm willing to actually take action on it, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
so
I will just avoid something for months and eat instead. Although that's changed in the last few. I haven't been eating my
also
problems.
Sarah's wasting away.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yes.
In the meantime, I've gained 15 pounds.
That's like, not true.
No, it's 100% true.
It's not.
I gave it to you.
You gave it to me?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's baffling. I don't even know what to say about it. I'm getting ready because, you know, it's summer.
Yeah.
So I'm going swimming for the first time.
Summer's almost over, but yeah.
Yeah, but it's always hot here till like December.
Yeah.
It'll be hot for a while.
Yeah.
So I'm going swimming next weekend and I'm like back into the fucking Hillary Clinton pantsuit bathing suit that I have. Like,
I told you guys I had to go to a birthday party that was a swim party.
Yeah.
And did I tell you when I showed up, my girlfriend was not in a swimsuit?
Yeah, you did. It's amazing.
Yeah.
No, did
so
you?
So what if you show up and you're the only one wearing
a bathing
suit?
No, because I love, well, I don't care. I love swimming.
See,
like, I'm.
You're fine. You don't need to worry about anything.
Yeah, but my swimsuit is literally a Hillary Clinton pantsuit at this point. Like, I'd like to move back towards the bikini.
Okay, Allison.
What?
Do you just need to vent or do you want me to tell you what to do?
Are you going
to
tell me that my body is hideous and never going
to
get better?
I'm
going
to tell you to let it go.
Oh.
Let it go. Let it go.
I have let it go. I'm getting into the bathing suit. I'm just saying, I'm looking forward to the summer where my bathing suit isn't a pantsuit.
You can wear whatever bathing suit you want to.
Okay.
You just have to be comfortable in it.
Yeah, I don't think I am.
Oh, okay.
This is subject line therapy, please. Well, this person's at least being clear. Mm-hmm. Can I lie to my parents as an adult? Hi there, ooh, ladies. She hasn't even said what her problem is, Dana.
I know, but my wheels are turning. Let's go.
Hi there, ladies. I just recently discovered the podcast and I am obsessed.
Thank you.
I binged all the episodes way too quickly and in the correct order, Allison. Thank you so much. And now I have no idea what to do with myself not hearing your voices every day. I, like Dana, was raised in the Deep South.
I wasn't.
Okay, it was the Midwest with a super religious family and lots of rules. I'm about to graduate college and plan to move in with my boyfriend of 2.5 years. Mm. My boyfriend and I do plan on getting married someday, but we're young. Both of us are 22 and it's not the time. Now, the problem is that my dad is fiercely religious. Mm-hmm. He is very anti-living together before marriage because, you know, premarital sex is bad. She says, but so good. Okay. Mm-hmm. One of my siblings lived with their significant other before marriage and he was not okay with it. Mm-hmm. He went as far as not going to their house because it was a house of sin. Mm-hmm. My dad and I already have a complicated relationship as I live across the state, so he doesn't visit me much, but I still don't want the same thing to happen to me as it did to my sibling. My parents are divorced and my mom is super chill and encouraged me to move in with my boyfriend already because it would save both of us money on rent since we spend all our time together. My boyfriend's parents also do not care whatsoever, so this really is an issue with my dad. Mm-hmm. The question is, do I lie about living with my boyfriend in order to still please my dad? Or do I just man up and tell him the truth and face the consequences? Thanks for all your help.
I have a lot of thoughts on this.
I figured you would.
I completely identify. That sounds like my family. Only I wouldn't say my dad is super religious, but my mom is, and my dad sort of felt the same way. So like when he would see my boyfriend's car, Dan Tipton, my boyfriend's car at my house late at night, he would know. And he would be like, it don't look good. It just don't look good, you know? So I'm about to reveal some information I've never revealed to anybody.
Okay.
I did live with Dan Tipton before I was married.
What the fuck? But wait, I'm sorry. Can we just go back?
Yeah.
So just if the car was in the driveway.
Yeah.
And it was late.
Let me tell you something.
Okay. You were having sex in the car in your driveway?
No.
Oh,
what? He was at my house late at night. Okay. So...
at your parents' house?
No, my house.
But your dad
one
knew
night,
about it?
Listen.
Okay.
One night I was sitting on the porch, the front porch of my house, right? And I don't even remember why.
I'm sorry. This is in Springfield.
In Springfield.
You lived in Springfield, but weren't with your parents
correct.
Anymore.
Correct.
Because you were in college?
Yes.
But your college was also in Springfield?
Yes. And I lived in a duplex that I shared with my grandmother.
Okay. Neva.
Yes.
Two E's or one?
One.
Okay, go ahead.
I was sitting on the porch. It was like midnight one night, and I don't remember even what I was doing. I could have been smoking or something.
Yeah.
Who knows? Anyway, my dad calls, and so I go get the phone, and I sit back outside on the porch, and he goes, it's awfully late to be sitting out on your porch, ain't it?
Uh-uh.
I swear to God, I looked everywhere. I got up, I walked to the street, and I was like, where are you, Dad? And he goes, it don't matter, but I think it's about time for you to go inside. Wouldn't you agree?
Stop. For real. So he didn't even like you on your porch.
No, my dad is a mother hen. He takes care of everyone.
And one of his mother henning rules is no one should be on porches.
I didn't live in a great neighborhood. It was late at night. He didn't like me being out late.
That on your porch.
Yeah.
Yes, Sarah, are you okay?
That horror film.
Which one? The one
where the guy like calls and he's like,
what's your favorite?
You mean scary Scream?
Well, I'm sure that was my dad's intent. Like,
okay,
I
so
went
what
inside.
Should this girl do?
Okay.
So, other than, I don't even know.
Basically, what happened is when I moved to California, it was impossible for a single girl on her own to find an apartment by herself and be able to afford it.
Okay.
Right? So I lived with Dan Tipton, and that was very much against what my parents wanted. My mom asked me when I moved, please don't do this. It's disrespectful to your parents. Financially, I felt like it was kind of my only answer at the moment, and I knew I was going to marry him, mm-hmm. you know. And so I did. I whenever they came to visit in California, I moved him out.
No.
Yeah. Now.
So you lied to your parents.
I did. And I'll tell you what, I didn't feel good about it the entire time.
Right.
I really didn't. I wish that I could go back and say, and I've never discussed it with them because if my mama wants to live in denial,
right.
I'm going to let her,
yeah.
you know. But both of my sisters have lived with someone before they were married. And the thing that they told my parents is, this is not a reflection on you. I am an adult and I make my own decisions now, not based on your beliefs,
right.
but I'm based on my beliefs and what I need.
Right.
And they said, I feel like for me, I need to get to know this person very well before I commit my entire life to them.
Mm-hmm.
And in both of their cases, well, at least in one, you know, she did live with someone and it didn't work
mm-hmm.
out. And they said, you know, life is different in our day and age, and I understand that it's offensive to you that you don't agree with it, but this is the decision that I have made. It's not because I don't love you, and I hope that you can accept it. And it was very difficult for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
But in time, my parents were like, okay. And, you know, if she said, you know, her dad wouldn't even go over to the house, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have to come over. You can go out to eat or whatever, right? I will say if you make that decision, it's going to cause tension between your boyfriend and your family for a while.
Yeah.
But they'll get over it.
Yeah.
You know?
I just want to say two things. Number one, I think that you told your parents that it was literally impossible for a single woman to live in Los Angeles, and then you started to believe it because Sarah lives alone, and so did I.
I know.
Okay, I just wanted to point that out. It's actually not impossible.
I had never been away from home more than 8 days.
Right.
Like, I didn't know.
Right. No, totally.
And also, I didn't want to. I was scared.
Totally.
The first time I walked up to a door that had, like, a metal screen door on the outside, I was like, oh, my God, everyone lives in prison. Everyone's trying to break into everything. I had never.
Screen door?
No, yeah. But you know, like,
you know,
the metal ones.
They're metal with bars. Oh. We don't have those in the
Sarah,
Midwest.
She doesn't know. She's living in Santa Monica. She's like, what are these metal doors you speak of?
I know.
Sarah, she doesn't know. She's like the richest person I know.
I know,
I've
too.
Never seen anything like it.
Me too. And then, but back home, we don't have doors like that. We have like full glass doors.
She's like, isn't it just like a cruise ship where everyone leaves their doors open? Like, what are these metal doors you speak of? Isn't it just... The second thing I
get beamed into my apartment from my car.
I wanted to, obviously, I don't know if my parents were religious. Probably not. Probably not. If I don't know about it,
you broke your parents by the time you were 14. I mean, they were
parents.
Like, at least she's alive.
It's true. But even, so mine obviously is a heightened version of that because I had my one woman show. And in my one woman show, yeah. I talked about how I dated a couple. What else did I talk about? I talked about doing drugs.
Yeah.
I talked about meeting my husband when he was passed out next to a keg. I talked about one night stands.
Yeah.
So I was doing my show in Chicago, and Dave Rozowski, who was also a guest on this show, I said, I think I'm not going to, what should I do? Because my parents were there. My in-laws were there. Like, everyone came to see this show.
Mm-mm.
And even at that point, you know, my parents had seen me do sort of dirty shows, but it was all improvised. So it wasn't as personal. Right.
Yeah.
And they knew I had a blog, but there's something about them not reading it in front of you, you know?
Yeah.
And so I had said to Dave, I think I'm just going to take that part out where I talk about having sex with a couple because it was a woman and a man. So then it brings up like being gay and it was just a lot.
Yeah.
And he was like, how fucking dare you?
Dave Rozowski.
Oh, yeah. He lost his mind.
Yeah.
He was like, how fucking dare you? Oh, so you're going to ruin the artistic integrity of your show because your fucking mommy's going to be there? This is your show. This is your truth. You're 35 years old. You get up there. You fucking, everybody. I mean, he went crazy.
Yeah.
And was like, don't you dare put my name on that if you take it out. Don't you fucking dare. Don't tell anybody that I directed it if you're going to cater it to your mommy and daddy. I mean, he went crazy. And so I did it. And you could tell, like, there was some punchline in the show where I said, like, I choked on the words for sure. Jeremy was there and I was but it came out. I did what I was supposed to do and I was like so panicked. But I do think there's something about coming into your own and not having to apologize for the choices that you're making a little bit, you know,
because they're
unless
your
they
choices.
Become harmful. And, you know, I know that I don't want anybody to ever take these things and run with them. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, she says I never have to apologize for,
no,
you know, but you're doing, you know, you're doing something out of love. You're doing something that's like fairly common. And I also think you don't have to. You can kind of take the wind out of it a little bit by not making it a big deal.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to go to your dad and say, hey, dad, I just want to let you know that I have, you're like, I think you could just live with your boyfriend and either have your dad figure it out or not.
Well,
you know?
For me, I have had to have conversations with my parents mm-hmm. where, like, you know, everybody knows I tell them not to listen to this show. I mean, they would literally mm-hmm. die. But I've also had to have conversation with my family about my mom does not curse. Mm-hmm. Ever, never has. And so because of my job, sometimes I have roles
right.
where I have to curse. And I had to tell her, you know, you have an issue with this. It bothers you. You feel convicted about bad language.
Right.
I don't. That's not my conviction.
Right.
That's not what I feel bad about or what I think would make someone a bad person.
Right.
Or not that she even says that makes you a bad person. I don't know what her... I know it's religious based, right? Uh-huh. And my dad's issue with it is he just thinks people who curse too much sound unintelligent.
Right.
I get that. But I had to tell them, like, this is my career, my choice, and I don't have the same feelings about it that you do.
Right.
So don't be upset with me. Know that this is my job, and I'm not doing it to embarrass you or to insult you or disrespect you.
Right.
It's my life and my choices.
It's my life.
Stop.
It's not... That was a Bon Jovi reference.
That's a terrible song.
Oh, come on.
I never dreamed in a million years there would be a point where you would reference a John Bon Jovi song.
Is it John Bon Jovi or is it just... Well, you know, one of his daughters, one of the Real Housewives, so I got to bring it back. Oh, no, that's John Mellencamp. Never mind.
What's wrong with you?
A lot. Basically, what we're saying is we don't think you need to lie, but obviously you're going to do whatever you think is best.
I think she's going to feel worse about everything and it is going to become an issue if she lies.
Yeah, Dana did lie and didn't feel good.
I didn't feel good about it.
I told the truth, also didn't feel good, so definitely good luck.
Sorry.
Dana previously, we have a section of the show called Absolute Yours. These are your crazy, insane, bananas, embarrassing, secretive stories that we always want to hear about. Dana recently made a call for ghost stories.
I love them.
I hate scary stories. I hate scary movies. I actually posted this week
because my cousin is a
musical composer out here. This is another random story. My cousin was like, yeah, this is so awesome. I'm teaching in Chicago. They asked me to come teach a music course at some random college I've never heard of. It was Columbia. It's a college I went to.
Oh, funny.
I'm like, oh, Columbia in Chicago. Not Columbia University, not to be confused with Columbia, New York. Columbia, Chicago with the open admissions policy. No big deal. I went there. But he wrote the music for this movie called Slender Man, and I wouldn't even watch the trailer, but I shared it on my Facebook.
I love how she just, like, throws that out there. Slender Man is one of the most iconic creepypasta stories.
Pasta?
Creepypasta. It's, like, one of the first creepypastas.
What does that mean?
What does that even mean?
You guys are so dumb. I'm just kidding. No, creepypasta is, I'm going to get this wrong and people are going to get mad.
Oh, it's a real thing.
Yes. So they're like short horror stories that people put out on the internet and they get passed around.
Oh.
Pasta.
No. No, Sarah.
Why is it called pasta then?
There's a reason. It's something
about...
You
don't even know why.
Yeah, no, I've looked it up like 5 times, but I tell you, my brain's a toilet.
Anyway, whatever that scary movie is.
It's Slender Man also is so scary because it was this creepypasta that became iconic and everybody knew about it. And then two girls murdered another
girl. Oh, God, stop. Please stop. So this is why I'm so upset about
that story.
And now I have to read these horrible ghost stories.
You know you and your... Me and your husband are going to go see that.
I hope that you do.
Sure.
So... Another fun. So Brandon, my cousin already invited me to go. And I was like, no,
yes.
I'm what? Definitely not going to go to that. And unfortunately, my cousin is 10 years younger than me. He grew up in New York and I grew up in Chicago, but we was always been very close. Our families, that's who I was in New Orleans with last right. year. Like we're just, I did a reading at his wedding. Like we're just close. And, but he's younger than me and you know how I am with young people. And so, and then
condescending?
Yes.
Yeah.
And also just like I have a hard time just like understanding anything that they're saying. And so years ago, he was like, asked me to go to this premiere. And whatever it was, you know, halfway through, I wasn't listening. I'm like, oh, my God, Brandon, whatever. No, I'm not going to do that. Like, no, I don't want to go. I don't know what this weird story is that you're saying, whatever this. Well, it turns out it was Game of Thrones because he was working on the Game of Thrones music. Now, years later, he got so mad because I called him one day and I was like, have you seen the show Game of Thrones?
Oh, my God.
I'm living for it. And he lost his mind.
Yeah.
Like, he was just like, Allison, I write the music. Like, what do you mean? That's, like, my job. That's, like, what I have to do. I write the music.
He's
and
like,
I,
you don't even know who I am.
No, I know. And he was like, I asked you to go to the premiere, and you told me that I was so stupid and to stop asking you to go to sci-fi things. I was like, oh, well, it's a really good show. So
it is, it really
and
is.
And then now he has a wife, so that's who gets to go to all the premieres. Not that I wanted to go to the scary, whatever, long hand.
Oh, I do. Does he want to take me?
It already happened. I'm so sorry. Next time I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Although, again, he has a wife. But, I mean, maybe.
Is that a deal breaker?
No, I don't know. Maybe not. hey, thank you guys always I've seen a lot of people rating and reviewing us.
Thank you, not only on iTunes,
but on Facebook. Apparently, you can review us on Facebook, so please do that. Go to your neighbor's house, knock on their door, tell them about our show. It's so funny because I must tell you guys to do this so much because I'm getting things from people being like, hi, I just wanted to start by saying I totally did tell my friend. I don't know if she listened yet, but I did tell. Thank you. Thank you for feeling afraid about it.
Allison, I passed out 3 stickers last week.
Good job, Dana.
Yeah.
That's so fantastic. I sometimes talk to big groups of people about alcoholism, and somebody asked me for my number, and all I had was our card, like our Absolute Worst podcast card. I know, it's horrifying. So this is subject line, my ghost cat. Fake name, David Marr. Okay, if you guys know that it needs to be your fake name. You're putting it into the fake name category, so hopefully this is, in fact, a fake name.
I just
want to say that.
Okay.
Okay. Hello. I'm writing to you because I heard your request for ghost stories, and I hope mine is good enough for you to like it, and I wanted to share. Just, again, as just a disclaimer, I love Dana so much that I'm willing to read these horrific stories on this show.
I'm so excited.
We have 3 cats that are former feral that live in one area of the house. An orange boy, a black boy, and a tortoise girl who was a beautiful red, white, and black like a painting. The room had gotten too messy and my husband had went in to clean it and I got home and helped him out. It wasn't until later I realized there was meowing, the kind that suggests a cat is stuck, and we realized 2 cats are stuck behind our large immovable water heater.
Oh no.
With many calls and tries, we finally were able to wedge things so our black cat, Peter, could suddenly leap and run out. Peter is fine. Unfortunately, our tortoise, Nancy, didn't make it. It had gone a while already and had gotten stiff and heavy. It was sad and unexpected. She was always shyer than the others, and when trying to hide from the noise, must have gotten too ambitious, and she had an accident with it. Truthfully, she never actually got domesticated and only let me pet her when I was doing my business on a toilet, because for some reasons, cats like visiting then. But any other time, she just ran away and hid.
That's very true.
It was a sad and weird couple days for us. Cleaning a room should be a positive thing, and yet this caused us to say goodbye to one of our furberry babies, and there wasn't anything we could do about it but move on. Soon I started seeing shadows. Soon I started seeing shadows move in weird ways sometimes, but just assumed I had seen the shadows move wrong. No big deal. Then I unmistakably saw a black cat figure thing run across my kitchen floor and into a shut cupboard and just vanishing. Holy shit. The next thing was being in the same area of the three cats again and watching an empty two wooden stairs as something invisible walks up them. Creak, creak, as if a right and left foot went up those stairs right in front of me. Wow. That was the last thing that I saw, and it's been a while now. My suspicion is that due to the unusual circumstances, Nancy was wanting to let me know she was okay on the other side. Mm. She even seemed happy and playing.
Aw, I love that. I hope, yeah. You know, my friend Wendy, she just, she lost one of her kitty cats a few weeks ago, and she's been posting these videos. She's been sad. She has other kitties, but still, you know, it's like your children. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't just get over it. So she's been going around, and whenever she sees another animal, she'll go, "Are you my Darla?" Because she keeps waiting for her Darla to come back.
As another animal?
Yeah. Yeah. Allison, are you dead? What happened?
What? I just don't know. So do you believe that? So you believe in reincarnation?
No, I don't. I'm not sure how I feel about that because religiously I was brought up. That's not the deal. Mm. I think I definitely believe in a higher power. I definitely believe in an afterlife. I don't know that I think we can comprehend what that would be.
I have a lot to say, but I want to keep reading these stories.
I do. I don't attach ghosty kind of stuff to God.
But do you think so? Ghosts, not the devil, not God. Little devil-y.
Could be devil.
Could be the devil.
Don't
okay.
like don't like a Ouija board.
Oh, here we go again. That's don't not like what it's called. It's a Ouija board.
I don't like
it's
it.
It's not a Ouija board.
It's not good.
Okay, so Ouija boards, ghosts, devil.
Yeah, because I think that the only kind of spirits that are trying so hard to like get through are ones that are up to no good.
So all ghosts scary?
No. Sometimes I think it's just residual energy left in a place.
Okay, because when people are like, oh, and then it was my grandma.
Yeah, I believe that there is a different plane that we do not understand.
And it's not, those aren't the devil.
No, uh-uh.
So, but then all ghosts aren't the devil.
No.
Oh, you? I thought you just said they were.
No.
But Ouija board's devil.
Ouija board, don't like it.
Stupid. Fake name, intern mom. Again, don't think that's a fake name. I think this is Sarah's mom.
Confirmed.
Okay. But okay.
That's my favorite.
At this point, Sarah's mom is texting Sarah 47 times
it's
a day
so
with helpful
amazing.
Hints of like,
I love her.
She'll be like, has Allison thought about?
I can't believe we haven't met her. I haven't
yeah, that's
anyway.
True. When did we get to meet your mom?
I don't know. She lives in Orange County. Do you want to have her on the podcast?
Kind of, yeah. Kind of. I think we need to drive to Orange County and ask her some questions about
like she,
why you've never had a screen door in your life and you're truly terrified of them.
No, a screen door is not the same as like a metal gate.
Yeah, so have you ever seen a metal gated door?
Yes.
When? But on television? You never saw one in person, Sarah. Yes, everything in Santa Monica is just wicker doors.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, let's let all of this beautiful ocean air.
Yeah, exactly. They don't have doors. It's just like a series of beads.
They're not like, we have to keep somebody out of here.
Right.
Right?
Just put the mic down. Okay, here we go.
No.
Subject line, inspirational ghost story. So I have a ghost story that, to me at least, is also inspirational. So the intern decided that for her mother... Okay.
Does she know she can be anonymous?
I think she does. Maybe she doesn't know. She's referring to her own daughter now as the intern.
The intern.
So I just want everybody to wrap their minds around that.
So I can't wait to get her at AWG.
So Sarah, you don't know. Do you know what this story is?
She's definitely told me, but I can't recall.
Okay, because you don't listen to your
mother. I can't wait to get her an AWP internship.
This is incredible. Yes, exactly.
With Sarah's
Yeah, by the way, we're
on
working
it.
On merch. I'm working on it. So the intern decided that for her mother's 60th birthday, we should visit Harry Potter World. I'm obsessed. At least I was during the book and movie releases, though the movies were not nearly as good as the book until Fantastic Beasts. Now that was a wonderful, wonderful
Interesting.
Movie. And I'm looking forward to the next one.
Yeah.
But I digress. So I got us a cool Sarah's, by the way, losing her mind right now.
I know.
So I got us a cool Universal package and also found that a workshop I thought we might love to attend was happening in Asheville, North Carolina.
Just, say what?
That's what she says.
Why can't she be my mom?
I know. I've never been to Asheville and I want to go. Just a few days before, we need needed to be in Orlando, so we went to that. But the driving distance between Asheville and Orlando requires a night stay in between, so we stayed in Savannah, Georgia.
Ooh, I've heard that's very haunted.
Place I'd always wanted to visit because of its otherworldly rep, as well as the music, etc.
It
is a beautiful,
It
is a beautiful, fun town, and they have ghost tours. But the tours were also sold out, so I decided to go for a walk. But the intern was tired, so she stayed in the hotel room, and I went for a walk.
Wow.
Savannah is made up of a bunch of square blocks. It's fantastic and fun, so I just wandered around. It was well lit, but pretty deserted. So as I'm wandering from block to block, I get pushed from behind. I turn around quickly, and no one was there. Ooh. I did not trip. I did not miss a step. I was pushed. But the sense I got was laughing and fun, not scary and get out. So I started to laugh and felt so uplifted and giggly that I went back to the room to share my experience. But I think the intern was sleeping and didn't want to be bothered. We went to Orlando, had my birthday breakfast at Three Broomsticks, tasted butter beer, and went on some cool rides. We were supposed to do the Fright Night thing at Universal, but I hurt my knee and canceled us out.
Yeah, probably because your daughter let you go walking by yourself and you got pushed.
I think I was a little scared anyway, though the intern really wanted to do it. We should have. I think my knee was a ploy for me not to have to go. Anyway, I love uplifting ghost stories and synchronicities and unique and interesting fun things that happen out of the blue. Life is fun, and your podcast makes me laugh, and so I thank the intern for turning me onto it and to you for doing it.
Yes! I love it!
What's your mother's name?
I can't tell you. It's anonymous.
Stop.
Yeah, she can't tell.
I would really like to be just referred to as the intern.
The intern.
That's the best.
She's hilarious.
She is funny. I believe her story, too. And here's why. I think that people who are open to that kind of experience and believe in spirits and things, because you're open to that, I do believe that it is attracted to you.
Well, you know that. When Robbie was gone, maybe the first time, I was here with my daughter, giving her a bath. She was looking over my shoulder. I got so scared. I'm like, she sees a ghost. For sure she sees a ghost. Because children obviously see ghosts time, right?
Yeah.
Like, so I was so afraid. And then I have sage in my house. And you know, if you burn sage, it gets rid of all the ghosts. But I don't know if you know, when sage burns, like if you light sage and it flames, that means the ghost is there. So I was too afraid to light the sage in case it flamed up. And Robbie wasn't here. I lost my mind. It was so scary.
Why didn't you call me? I would have been over here with my, like,
because
ghost
don't
app
they
on my
travel
phone.
Through electronics, Dana?
Excuse me?
Ghosts travel through electronics. You didn't know that?
Wait, please explain yourself.
I just know that ghosts travel. Like, if your radio is on and off, it's probably your grandma. Like, they love electronics.
Because of an energy.
Yes.
So you just didn't want to pick up your phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was too scared.
Gotcha.
Okay. That was too scared.
Right.
I don't like it. I think
I had a ukulele play itself, like, pluck a string in my living room about a year ago.
And then you almost died.
And I was sitting. Yeah, that's the thing.
You have a lot of weird ukulele stories. Oh, no. What was the other one?
The ukulele finger chart music
ukulele.
Is how I broke my arm. Yeah. But that, I was sitting on the couch. It was on the buffet across the room. I was the only one in there. The boys were asleep. And one hard pluck off that ukulele.
No.
And I was like, there's nothing over there.
I think I'm open to psychics.
Yeah.
But I don't want any visitors. I don't want any ghost visitors.
My roommate and I in college, because I was obsessed with it in college, and it caused a lot of, like, internal spiritual warfare for me, because I was sort of questioning how I was raised and all this stuff. And one of my roommates in college was like, okay, you have to stop messing with this stuff, because, like, do you hear old-timey music in our house? And
no.
I was like, yep, sure do. Can't figure out where it's coming
from.
No. Yeah.
Oh, no. Against. This is the last one. Thank you, Jesus. If you have any more ghost stories, please don't send them
Allison's
to me.
Allison's already praying
I'm
protection
so upset.
Over herself.
I am. Ghost story I wouldn't even believe if someone told me. Fake name, I knew Dana way back in the day.
Wow.
So here's my weird ghost story I don't even believe. I have a small house, 3 bedrooms, 1 bath, right off the main bedroom, and in between the bed and the closet is a small alcove with a sink, mirror for brushing teeth, getting your hair together, etc. 4 completely weird things have happened in this space over the years. My mother passed away when I was 28. I'm 44 now. She lived in a suburb of St. Louis and was a total rock and roll fan. She listened exclusively to a radio station that is still on the air today and is one of the oldest running radio stations in the country. Not long after she passed, I ran across some promotional stuff for the station on eBay. I bought a belt buckle from the 70s that features the station's mascot, a pig with headphones smoking a joint named Sweet Meat. For many years now, it's been in the bottom of one of those memento boxes that most people throw onto the top shelf of their closets. Except one morning I woke up to find it sitting on the floor in the little alcove slash vanity space.
Whoa.
About a year and a half after my mother passed, my best friend passed away. Mm. His sister gave me a box of his stuff, including some scripts for a couple of one-man shows that I helped him work on as far back as college. One morning I woke up and one of those scripts was sitting in the exact same spot as the previously mentioned belt buckle on the floor of the little alcove.
Wow.
My longtime partner and I have split up this past year. It's been a pretty traumatic thing to go through. A few weeks ago, I woke up to find a love letter that she had written me 12 years ago when we first reconnected after being apart for many years.
Oh my God. I didn't even know
I still had this letter somewhere and had certainly not seen it since getting it initially. Yet there it was in the exact same spot on the floor in front of the sink. Finally, I had some coupons that I needed to give to a family member that were good for a very significant discount on something that they desperately needed. Eyeglasses they had broken, but they couldn't function without. I'm old and shit, but I remembered setting them on my nightstand, but they were nowhere to be found. This went on for a few weeks. I looked behind the nightstand, under the bed, etc., with no luck. And last week, I woke up and those fuckers were right in the weird ghost spot.
Wow.
I'm not one to believe in this stuff too much, but holy shit, I can't deny there is something weird happening in my house. I have a friend that told me, oh, you have a Casper the Friendly Ghost, so I'm just going with that. Love your show.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
I have chills all over my
You
body.
Do? I have chills. I've had chills since I first saw the word ghost when we started this horrific thing. I'm so upset.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Like, the mom is like giving some comfort during a hard time.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I definitely believe in people receiving messages, right? Mm-hmm. From people that have passed on. And I don't know if that's the person really giving them the message or if you're so in tune to that loss that you're perceiving something to be a message, right?
That could be.
I don't know. But I do believe that sometimes we get signs, you mm-hmm. know, like I do think that we get signs. And I've even talked about signs that I think that I've gotten. And it's hard to... You know, I don't know, and I feel like we've talked about this before on the show. I don't know if it's just because I'm looking back at my life and deciding that was a sign or if signs are really given. I think I believe that signs are really given, but I struggle with, and I guess I believe in ghosts. I just don't really want to hang out with them. Maybe that's where I'm at.
Right. I hear you. You asked me about reincarnation, and I don't know exactly how I feel about that. I don't think I believe in that. Mm-hmm. And it could be just because of how I was raised. But what I have toyed with just mentally a lot over the years is, you know, our, and I think I've mentioned this before, but our DNA is so powerful that we look like the people we came yeah. from and all of that. And, you know, there are things that we inherit physically and everything in our bodies from our family. Why would it not be possible that something very wonderful or traumatic or whatever would be so like, made such a powerful, indelible impression on someone that was related to us that couldn't be passed on.
Sure.
So that's sort of how I see that. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. That's just what I think.
Yeah.
And I think the more open you are to allowing yourself, like, I had an experience in a house I grew up in where there was a lot of stuff going on, and my baby sister was very, very little, and she was seeing things, and she would see it, and so would the dog.
Yeah.
So it was, like, corroborated. And one time we had this, I lived in the basement, and there was this gate that we would shut so the baby wouldn't fall down the stairs, and it was made for a padlock, so you have the metal thing that goes uh-huh. over the little hook, and you put the lock through it. Well, we didn't want to lock it, so we just put a very, very long screw
yeah.
in it. And one night I was sitting in the living room by myself. My parents had gone out to the store, and my little sisters were asleep. And that screw, I heard it first going,
stop. But I don't know why you're not scared.
And I was at that. Those experiences in my home were scary to me.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
But see, I would have been
It completely came out of the thing and fell onto the stairs.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
No. See, I would have set the whole house on fire and never gone back. I mean, I just can't. I can't. Yeah.
That was some weird experiences, but I don't have to get into it.
Thank you so much. You're because welcome. I can't. I don't know what. I guess. Well, it's the same reason I don't like scary movies. I don't want to talk about ghosts. It's too much for me.
Yeah.
I'm having like a full panic attack right now. It's too much.
I went recently and saw a scary movie by myself, as I always do. And there was an element in the movie where there was a bird head bitten off. It doesn't have anything to do with the story. It's just something that was in the movie. So that afternoon, I talked to my baby sister, who also likes scary movies, and told her. And then the three of us were on the phone with my mom, and my mom was like, "Wah!" She screamed. She's like, "Oh, my God, me and the cat just heard a bird, like, in the house."
No.
And I was like, "What?" And come to find out, there was, like, a bird out on the balcony. Like, my dad had to go get it.
No.
But I told my sister, and she was like, "That's so weird."
No.
Now, that, I think, was probably just coincidence. No. But it is funny to be like, "What?" Because we had just said, "Mom would be so mad at you if she knew you went to see that movie."
No. Yeah, because you see, this is what happens when you see scary things. And I can't, I mean, no. So, I don't know what that is. Like,
you didn't complete a sentence at all.
Someday we have to get, as everybody knows, I'm like actually a licensed professional therapist.
That's not true. That's
but we need to get like a real psychologist on, or like a dream weaver, or like a ghost catcher, to tell us why some.
You're talking about regular psychology versus paranormal psychology. They're way different things.
I want a person that tells you why you do or don't like ghosts and how it's related to your personality. Like, is it because I don't, because I have like what? Deep. Isn't it the same thing as a dream weaver? I mean, what?
Dream weaver.
What you is know a the dream person? Weaver? I know what a dream catcher is. They hang from people's
ears.
Isn't
a dreamweaver the person that tells you what your dreams mean?
No, it's just a song, right? Dreamweaver, as I
beg and get it through the night. And cut.
Okay. Okay, so it's done. So I hope you're happy, Dana. That was your episode. Please stop sending ghost stories.
No,
I beg
never.
You. I hope that you feel taken care of.
What if we had a giant conference where everybody came to an AWP conference and we just told ghost stories?
God damn it, Tina. We kind of have that. We're doing a live show in Boston. It's not going to be overtaken by ghost stories.
Why not?
Because that's not how I want to live my life. Are you for or against ghost stories?
Four.
Ugh. Yeah. Sarah, let's take a ghosties trip.
Yeah, you guys go take a ghost tour together.
That scares me.
Okay.
I'll go with your mom, intern. She's up for it.
Thank you, everybody, for writing in. Make sure you tell all your friends and your neighbors and your parents. Because
no,
we want.
But don't tell my parents.
Don't tell Dana's. Don't tell Dana's parents.
Allison.
Hey, I'm sorry you guys couldn't make it to Zoe's birthday because you don't listen when I talk.
Wow.
I know that's not easy for you.
I was just getting ready to tell you I loved you and you reminded me I don't. No, I'm just kidding. No, I just want to say to Sarah and Allison, you guys are both so special to me. And it's so insane that this crazy little podcast like brought you so deeply into my lives, but I couldn't be more grateful.
When you say that I'm going deeply somewhere, you know what I think
can't.
About.
You're so hard to compliment. Sarah.
Dana.
I love you.
Love you.
Allison.
What?
Just let it go. Bye.
Bye. Shut up and sit down.